Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all collectively to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how far you have brought us. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. And thank you, Lord, for tapping us on our shoulders this morning and waking us up to say, child, I got more for you to do in this season of your life. And if you're happy about it, I'm gonna need for y'all to give me a hand clap of praise. Not me a hand clap of praise, but give God a hand clap of praise. But I do want to see your hand claps of praise in the chat, okay? In the chat, because God is good. He has been so good to us. And so that's what we want to do. We just want to give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, y'all. All glory, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. All the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen and amen. All right, you all, let's just jump into it. As you know, we kind of skipped over the intro, and maybe I'll play it at the end, the welcome intro, but I really wanted to get into this because I was so excited about sharing what we're going to talk about today, okay? And so last week, my friends, I shared that God dropped in my spirit that it's go time. It's go time. And if you believe that to be true about your story this morning, about your situation, that it's go time, just say, it's go time. It's go time. It's go time. You can say it in the chat. You can say it out loud to yourself, wherever you may be at this morning. But just say, it's go time. It is go time. And you don't have to wait. I shared that you don't have to wait. You do not have to wait. You do not have to wait until 2026 to make moves. You do not have to wait till 2026 to make moves towards your career goals, towards those business goals you may have, or towards those personal goals you may have in this earthly realm. But the time is now. The time is now to make a move, and it's not too late. Or better yet, it's not too soon. It's not too soon, but it's now. It's go time. It's go time. Yes, I see in the chat y'all are saying that it's go time, and it's go time. You do not have to wait until 2026 to make moves towards your goals. Amen and amen, right? And I want to also say that it's not too soon either. It's not too soon, because the question that we ask ourselves a lot of time is like, God, is this too soon for me to execute on right now? Is this too soon for me to execute on it? And God will let us know. God will let us know, right? He will let us know, especially if we are in relationship with him, especially if we're talking and we're praying like, God, all right, show me the way. Is this what you want me to prioritize? Or do you want me to prioritize this? Where do you go, right? These are all good questions that we can present to our Heavenly Father on a regular basis. And by faith, we believe that he is going to answer our call. He is going to answer our call. There is this song that in church they played yesterday. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. Can we just say that and just declare and decree that I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered? So by faith, we know that when we seek God, again, what we talked about last week, seek ye first the kingdom of God. When we seek God, we just believe by faith that he heard and that he answered. He's going to answer. He's going to answer. That's what we believe. And that's what we know to be true, because we're living witnesses right now, right now, literally right now, of an answered prayer. And an answered prayer is to be waking up, to be waking up, to be tapped on the shoulder by God and to say, wake up, my child. We are here today, right here on this call, because of an answered prayer, of an answered prayer, all right, of an answered prayer. And so let me move on, because I could stay here all day. So therefore, I want to come against the doubt you may be feeling, the doubt that it's not go time. I want to come against the lack of resources. You may be like, well, I don't have the resources to move towards those career goals, or I don't even have the credentials, or what you may think the credentials you may need to move towards that career goal. Or I may not even have the funds to do what I need to do in business. But the fact is, if God said do it, if it's God's will, my friends, it's God's bill. And I know some of y'all have heard that before, but I just got to declare and decree that to be true. If it's God's will for your life to do it, if it's God's will for you to move and to execute, if it's God's will, my friends, the good news is that it is God's bill, meaning he will provide every resource for you. So lack that mentality of lack, my friends, we got to say goodbye. Bye, lack. Because for one thing, lack don't have your back. But who has your back? Let's just say it all together. God has my back. God has my back forever and always. He will never leave nor forsake me. So we come against the spirit of lack. We come against a fixed mindset, meaning a mindset of, oh, well, it didn't happen for me then, so it's not going to happen for me now. My friends, that's fixed. But when we know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when we understand who we roll with, we don't roll with just any old body. We don't just praise any old God. We praise the God. We praise the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega. He knows. He knows our beginning and our end. He has the pen to our story. He is the writer of our story. So we understand that when we know who our God is, the God that we serve, we have no choice but to grow, right? So we can't have no fixed mindset. We have to have a growth mindset as we pursue and have a mentality of it's go time. It's go time. Growth mindset. I say this time and time again too. Like, stagnant Christians don't make sense. Like, how you gonna be stagnant knowing you serve a God that can do above and beyond what you ask or think, right? That means you have no choice but to grow. You have no choice but to go up, up, up in your business, in your career, and just in life in general. Where you may be at right now is not it. It's not it, my friends. There is more, and there is victory. Throw your V's up. V's. V is for victory. Yes, V is for victory. V is for victory. There is victory on the other side of this, okay? And so we also come against the plots, the plans, and the tricks of the enemy that are telling you that you're not enough, or even the person to be innovative in your career field. And I just want to come by this morning and tell you that you are enough, that you are enough, that you are enough, and that you are indeed the person to be innovative in your career field, in your industry, in your career field, in your industry, whatever you may be in. You are the one to be innovative, the one to bring the new, the fresh ideas, the one to execute on the new and the fresh ideas. You are the ones, my friend. You are the ones. Yes, yes, yes. Amen and amen. All right, so this week, my friends, God shared that suddenly is your portion. Can we just say that together? Suddenly is my portion. Suddenly. So S-U-D-D-E-N-L-Y. suddenly is your portion, because he is the God of suddenly, right? He is the God of suddenly. And so, like, how do we even get here? Again, I'm watching, minding my own business, watching some TV, and I just was like, Lord, the common theme and what you're showing me, the common theme and what you're showing me is suddenly is for me. I too can experience a suddenly blessing. I too can experience suddenly from my heavenly Father. And so, you know, I can never take for granted that you understand what suddenly or what a word really means. And so I want to give you two separate definitions. First, suddenly is defined as happening or coming unexpectedly. Okay. It's happening or coming unexpectedly, right? And the next definition is made or brought about in a short time. I'm going to say that again. It's made or brought about in a short time, okay? And so when we talk about how, oh, we thank God for the unexpected blessings, we thank God for the suddenly. We're thanking God for suddenly intervening in our situation, whether it's good, whether God intervenes in a wonderful way, which we already know God is going to do a new thing, right? The word says that. I don't just say that, but please fact check me all the time. The word says that he will do a new thing within us and for us, okay? He will do that, okay? And so suddenly things can happen. So how does this tie into what we talked about last week? Well, suddenly we can see that the reason why is go time. Suddenly that mentality that we had of a fixed mentality, it can go from fixed to growth real quick, because the suddenly has happened for us. And sometimes God got to just show up and show out for us and say, hey, you thought that this couldn't come fast enough, but he's the God of a suddenly. He can give it to you whenever, wherever, and by whomever, okay? And so real quick, real life story that happened literally before our call. My husband was walking back from the bus stop with one of the other parents. And he was like, oh, do you work for so-and-so, this company? And it was a wealth financial management company. And she said, yes, I actually work with those who start at a certain number. And y'all, this number was in the millions. Okay, we're just going to say that. She said, I work with people that have a net worth of in the millions. And I was just like, oh, it hit me so good, because I was like, oh, yeah, not right now. We can't call and talk to her right now. But my husband quickly changed my vocabulary, and I quickly remembered what we were talking about this morning. Suddenly, how many of y'all know y'all situation can be suddenly? It can change at a blink of an eye, literally, in a way that you thought that would take so much longer. So much longer. So much longer. Meaning that what you think may take a long time, God can do it in a short time. Isn't that such good news for somebody? What you think may take a long time can take God, or God can do it in a short time. So what you may have taken longer for others may be shorter for you. For example, my friends, for example, healing. Healing. We always pray for healing. Oh God, heal my heart. Oh God, heal my broken bones, or heal my body, right? Heal my family members, heal them. And I always declare I'm on God's accelerated healing plan. If you remember way, way back when I was sick and couldn't walk, and I will always declare and decree, like, God, I'm on your accelerated healing plan, your accelerated healing plan. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I heard what the doctor said, but But what he said, meaning what our Heavenly Father has said, always outweighs what the doctor says at any given day, any given time. Okay. All right. So the Lord's will or the Lord's plan for your life always is going to out trump what anybody else says or what man may say, right? And so you're going to make, so for another example, my friends, because we are on the career prosperity prayer call, let's talk about it. Making a career pivot. Woo! What you may know as your friends or family members or what the world may tell you, oh, it's going to take so long for you to pivot into that industry. Oh, that's not a good industry to pivot in because of X, Y, and Z and all those things they may tell you. And what searching for a career opportunity may take forever. But I want to give you some advice. I want to share with you to subscribe to God's story for you, and not to the story of your colleagues, not to the story of your friends, not to the story of family members, but subscribe to God's story for you. Subscribe to God's story for you, meaning subscribe to God's will for your life and not theirs. So basically what I'm saying, my friends, is their story is not your story. Their story is not your story, right? And so we got to look to God's word about how he has moved suddenly. Let's look to God's word on how he has moved suddenly. And so when I think about a sudden move from God, I always think about Daniel in the lion's den. We know the story. Some of you may not know the story, but if you don't know the story, go to Daniel chapter 6. If you want to refresh your memory about the story, read Daniel chapter 6. God suddenly, in this story with Daniel and the lions, then God suddenly shut the mouth of the lions. He shut the mouth of the lions so that the lions would not devour or to eat Daniel while he was put in the lion's den, during his stay in the lion's den. Okay. He suddenly shut the mouth of the lion. So how many of y'all know that God can suddenly shut the mouth of your enemy? God can suddenly shut a door that was not even meant for you. God was suddenly shut it. He can suddenly shut it. Or in other words, he can suddenly do it for you. Okay. And also when I think about suddenly, I always think about Abraham and his son Isaac. Ooh, that story always gets me because it was a test of Abraham's faith and obedience, a test of his faith and obedience. And God suddenly showed up by providing a ram in the bush to be sacrificed instead of Isaac. I'm going to say that again. God suddenly showed up for his son Abraham by providing a ram in the bush to be sacrificed instead of Isaac, who was his son. And so to refresh your memory on that story, definitely go to Genesis 22. Go to Genesis 22 and read it in its entirety. Okay. And so to sum all of that up, my friends, if God did it way back then, God can do it for you now. God can show up for you now in a suddenly way. So if God showed up suddenly for them, he surely can do the same for us, period, right? He can do the same for us in our careers, in our businesses. He can do the same for us in life in general. And God's word states that, right? He states and reminds us that in Hebrews 13:8, it states Jesus Christ is eternally changeless always, meaning he don't change. Man may change, but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ does not change. He is the same yesterday and today and forever, right? The same yesterday and today and forever. And if we know that to be true and we believe that by faith, that means that what he did for Daniel in the lion's den, how he suddenly shut the mouth, how he suddenly provided for Abraham, a ram in the bush, he can do the same for us when we are facing tough choices in our careers, when we're facing tough choices in businesses, in life in general, when we are in the thick of it, my friends. God can send the suddenly our way, and we can then suddenly experience the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay. And so that's not the end of what we're going to be talking about today, because I know some of y'all was like, well, Crystal, are we still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series? Are we still here? And my friends, we are. We are. And so to sum it all up, and I'm going to share with you the stanzas God gave me in regard to the I Won't Keep Quiet series. And so here we go. I won't keep quiet. We serve a God of suddenly. Can we just, we just got to stop right there. We serve a God of suddenly. I just thank God for just being there for us and allowing us to experience him suddenly, meaning experiencing him and providing for us suddenly. Like, God, blow our minds, right? Blow our minds in the best way, and do you. And so it says, I won't be quiet. We serve a God of suddenly. He be moving and grooving, so powerfully, healing the sick, suddenly supplying all needs, showing out miraculously. God suddenly show up for me. God suddenly show up for my family. God suddenly reveal that favor follows me. Therefore, God, when you say go, transform my mentality to believe the instructions you give are not optional, instead time sensitive. Okay, let me run that back, because I gotta say that last stanza again. Therefore, God, when you say go, transform my mentality to believe the instructions you give are not optional, instead time sensitive. Okay, so the reason why I was led to end it like that is because the Lord was working on my heart about time sensitivity. And so and I got to sum it all up for you real good, because this is the way the Lord gave it to me. When God is saying it's go time, he is saying it's go time for a specific time, for such a time as this, meaning that specific time, it's time sensitive, my friends. It's not optional. You may think it's optional because you may feel as though you're not ready. You may think it's optional because you're like dwelling on the facts that I may not have the resources to do what my assignment is. I may not have the resources to do what I'm instructed to do. I may not have. Yes, that may be the mentality you may have at this very moment. However, my friends, I got to share with you that because God said it's go time, that means he's telling you it's go time because it's very time sensitive. It's time sensitive. And so let's review the phrase time sensitive. And my friends, just so we are all the way clear, time sensitive, the word, the phrase, however you want to call it, was dropped in my spirit way back in September, right? Because it was specifically September 25th. I told y'all, every time the Lord is dropping me things in my spirit, I'm always giving it a date. I'm always giving it something. But the Lord just said, and he said, release it now, because this is the time to release what I shared with you at this moment, okay? And so let's review the phrase time sensitive. I saw this as the subject in an email. And I know for all of us professionals out there, we have received time-sensitive emails or emails that, you got to do this before X, Y, and Z time, or it may be too late, or whatever may happen, right? We receive a type of email that is like, and I'm getting into the definition of time sensitive, it means something requires prompt or immediate action because its value, relevance or effectiveness diminishes significantly if delayed. Emphasizing urgency and a strict deadline, like time-sensitive packages, medical needs, or urgent project tasks. Okay. If you've been there, let me know in the chat, but I know I've been there. So basically, it highlights that timing is a crucial factor, making delay costly or detrimental. I'm going to say that again. The phrase time sensitive highlights that timing is a crucial factor, making delay costly or detrimental. So let's put it in a sentence. Or let's go even deeper into it. Time sensitive. What does it really mean? It's a product, document, or information useful or relevant for only a limited amount of time. So just think about it. God has given you some instructions. You're like, okay, God, I hear what you're saying. Okay, God, you keep delaying it. Meanwhile, God is pressing it on your heart. And I know I'm touching somebody's heartstrings right now. I know I'm in somebody's head right now. God is telling you this. He's telling you that. He's been telling you this all year. He's been telling you this all of 24. But we in 25. So meaning he's been telling you this for some while, for quite some time, right? He's been on you to do a thing and you're like, I don't know, Lord. I don't know. Did you really call me? Did you really say this for me to do this? Did you really say this? Did you really? And I'm here to tell you, yes, he said it. Yes, he really did say it. And my friends, there is a sensitivity to what he is calling you to do. There is a meaning. There is a limited amount of time, right? Meaning we're not on this earth forever. Let's just be real. All of us are going to have our day that we meet our Heavenly Father, right? So if he has told you to do it, if he is pushing you to literally move in a direction and you're over here questioning it, it's okay to question. Listen, it's okay to question it. But you can question and execute at the same time. Let's just be real. You can question and execute at the same time. Why? Because you ultimately know if the Lord is telling you to do it, then there is victory on the other side of it. There is something that God wants you to experience through the process that he is taking you in, okay? And so I don't know who that was for, but I need for you to understand. It could be for me, you know, it could be for any one of us, right? But I just had to share this with you this morning because it's not just a simple instruction that just you feel like you can do at any time. No, these are the instructions that God has given you because there is such a time as this feeling to it. It's such a time as this weight, if you will, a weight that goes with the instruction that it's time sensitive. This ain't optional. It's not optional, my friends. It's time sensitive. And so I was like, God, okay, give me some scripture around this. And the best way to really describe time sensitivity is obedience, right? Being obedient, like now. Like when God said, well, let me go ahead and put this to the side because the Lord said, do this. And so let's go to John chapter 14, verse 15, where it states, if you love me, keep my commands. I'm going to say that again. If you love me, keep my commands. And if you go directly to the scripture, you will see specifically, depending on what Bible you have, that it is in red writing. And when we see that it's in red writing, that means that it is from the mouth of Jesus. It is from the mouth of Jesus. And in my Bible, it says Jesus promises the Holy Spirit as the title. excuse me, as the title. And then it says John 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commands. And in the commentary, it gives like such, it goes into greater detail. Specifically, it states that soon Jesus would be leaving the disciples, yet he would remain with them. How could this be? And of course, we know the Holy Spirit, God left the Holy Spirit with us. The Spirit of God himself would come after Jesus was gone to comfort, encourage, guide, and intercede for the disciples. The regenerating power of the Spirit came on the disciples just before Jesus' ascension, and the Spirit was poured out on all the believers of Pentecost. Shortly after Jesus ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit is very present, is the very presence of God within us and all believers, helping us live as God wants and building Christ's church on earth. By faith, we can have access to the Spirit Spirit's power each day. And so if you believe that the Lord is sharing with you to do something, just simply obey his commands, period, right? And by faith, we believe that the Holy Spirit will strengthen us, my friends, strengthen us to move and do what he has called for us to truly do. You don't have to rely on your own strength. You got to rely on God's strength at all times, period. Okay. And another scripture I want to bring you to is Acts 5, verse 29, which says, we must obey God rather than human beings. Period. So if God say it, it ain't nothing to it but to do it, right? Okay. And I'm not even going to go into too much detail about that one. And then the last one I want to present to you is Psalms 119, verse 60. Psalms 119, verse 60. And fun fact about Psalms 119, it is the longest chapter in the Bible. Did you know that? Okay. Psalms 119, verse 60 states specifically, I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Okay. All right. I hope and pray that this word convicted you on so many levels, because as I was putting it together, I was just like, God, all right, if this is what you want me to say to your people this morning, this is what I'm gonna say, of course. But I know it's gonna ruffle some feathers. I know for a fact it's gonna get into somebody's heartstrings. I know for a fact it's going to read somebody's mind this morning. And so I pray that this did not condemn you, but it convicted you in Jesus' name, period. Convicted you in Jesus' name. And I see someone in the chat said he convicted me of this weekend. No more excuses and procrastination. I have to start moving. Yes, in Jesus' name. Like, we just gotta move. We just gotta move. Take a little step. What may be little and look little to you, really, God is cheering you on all along the way. And real quick, because the Lord just dropped this in my spirit to share with you, as I was leaving or pivoting in my career journey, leaving my 9-to-5 to pursue what God had truly called me to do in that season, this was way back in 2019. And every time I would walk to the building, literally walk to the building in my last few days of work, I could see and visualize that God had dispatched his angels down to really cheer me on for doing what he had called me to do, literally, for such a time as this, because it was so time sensitive, cheering me on. And I just want you to think about that, right? As you move, God is cheering you on. He's like, yes, keep going, keep going, keep going. There is more for you. This ain't it. There is more for you. Or in other words, I have more to reveal to you at a specific time, but I need for you to move because my instructions are time sensitive. Meaning I need for you to move now Or in other words, it's go time now because my instructions are time sensitive. Okay. In other words, obey God's commands. Amen. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice this morning. God, I thank you for allowing them to wake up and to just listen in and to just be sponges to what your word has to say this morning as it concerns them, Lord. God, I thank you for each and every one of their gifts, God. I ask that you allow them to use their gifts in this earthly realm for such a specific time. And Lord, I ask that you reveal what their gifts are. If they don't know what they are, God, reveal them, Lord, and allow them to use them boldly and to not back down about using them, God, but use them and give you all the glory and all the honor as they do it, Lord. Whatever instructions you have given them, Lord, give them a holy boldness to do it, Lord. Have this message not to just condemn them, but to convict them to move, freely, not freely within themselves, but freely in you, God. Always asking you and seeking you first on how to move and maneuver in this world, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them destiny helpers. Give them divine instructions on how to pivot, God, on how to move from side to side, whether you want them to run, jump, or just simply walk it out with you for right now, God. Let them hear that clearly from you. Lord, I thank you for their generosity, God. I thank you for allowing them to give back as they continue to move and accelerate within their careers, within their businesses, and within life in general, God. God, give them newfound purpose, newfound energy, God, to do what you have called them to do, God. Let them know that it's not too late, it's not too soon to move, but the instruction you have given them, it is time sensitive, God. So let them know that the season is now, the time is now, God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for allowing them to have a beautiful work week. We thank you for new downloads, God, new vision, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for your mercy, your favor, your unexpected blessings, God, because we know you to be God, to be a God of suddenly. And we just declare and decree right now that suddenly, in our careers, in our businesses, and just life in general, is our portion. Suddenly is our portion. And then you can change whatever situation we are in right now, God, and you can change it for the good. So God, we thank you and we love you and we give you all the glory and all the praise because you are forever worthy. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week, and I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.